Welcome to How to Make Six Figures as an Expert Who Speaks. This is a three-part introduction to the speaking business with my speaking mentor, Bert Dumann. Program number one today will be How to Make It Big in the Speaking Business. Program number two on Wednesday will be Presentation Magic, How to Shine on the Platform. And program number three is How to Get Paid as a Professional Speaker. I have to tell you, I am just thrilled. I asked Bert to do this program. I told him how many teleclasses I wanted. I told him what I wanted him to talk about. And he said yes. So I'm very grateful for that. I know a lot of private practice professionals who are experts, and I'm one of them. I don't know if you believe it or not, but I'm a regular Joe. I mean, I'm a marriage and family therapist. I was in private practice for many years. I stumbled upon coaching. I developed Relationship Coaching and Relationship Coaching Institute. And then in training our relationship coaches, I got involved in practice building and ended up writing two books on practice building. So we have a whole other organization, buildingradiopractice.com. We have a practice building intensive and a get clients full practice training. And so I'm very involved in what it takes for private practice professionals to succeed in their business. And I'd like to tell you a little story that gives you a little context of how I met Bert and where I am today, which I hope you can relate to, because I really am a regular Joe, and you can be where I am, or maybe you wouldn't want to be where I am, but, you know, let's see after the story. So here's my story. I wrote a book, Conscious Dating, Finding the Love of Your Life in Today's World, and this is kind of my life's work, that all the wisdom and experience and tools and tricks and that I developed over the years for how singles can find their life partner, I put into this book. And having developed them and tested them in a Relationship Coaching Institute, I really, really believed in this book as the definitive book for singles. And so I had a real commitment and a real passion for getting this book out there. Also, I wanted to get on the road a bit more because I've been doing a lot of trainings over the telephone at Relationship Coaching Institute. I wanted to get on the road to reach private practice professionals about relationship coaching that I can't reach by internet and over the telephone. So I was gearing up to do in-person workshops and trainings. Now, I already am an okay speaker. I speak a lot, especially over the telephone, and I've been in front of groups a lot. I enjoy it, and people seem to enjoy it, so I seem to be a pretty okay speaker. And I had this one experience at a conference some years ago. I'm not going to tell you which one, but I bombed, and it was embarrassing, and I wasn't into it, and I knew it, and I was going through divorce at the time, and it was really hard for me to be there, and I just bombed. So when I thought about getting this book out there and about, you know, doing trainings on the road and being in front of all these groups, I wanted to be the best speaker that I could be. And I felt like I was pretty good, but I wanted mentoring. I wanted to shine on the platform. I wanted to wow them, basically. And so I asked around for the best speaking coach available. And I was referred to Bert Dumann. And I was very happy to find the guy because he's been in this business a long time. He's been a professional speaker himself for a long time. And he's one of the top trainers of professional speakers. As far as my research could tell, I couldn't find anybody better or bigger than him. And turns out when I called him, he's a very, very real guy. He's very passionate about what he does. He takes really good care of his clients. So after my first conversation with him, I just hired him. I cringed a little bit at the price. You know, it wasn't cheap for me. Here I am. I'm $70,000 in debt because of this book. All the expenses of publishing this book, I held nothing back because I wanted it to be the definitive book for singles. $70,000 in debt. So, okay, what's a few thousand more? And so Bert and I started working together, and the first task was to prepare for my workshops on the road. I was a bit blown away, to tell the truth, with how Bert was able to help me, real hands-on help me, with my workbook and even things like the feedback evaluations that people would fill out at the end designed to get me glowing testimonials and get me referral business. I was learning tricks and tips that I didn't know existed, and I was like a kid in a candy shop, and I was especially grateful that, you know, if I were to, for example, design a program evaluation form on my own, you know, I could do it. I might do an okay job. But the form that Bert gave me, like, wow, okay, I'm going to adapt this. It saved me hours and hours and hours of work. he helped me with the program manual, and we're going to talk about designing a program manual on Wednesday. He helped me take a basic informational product, a workbook composed of what I was going to cover in these workshops, and turn it into something that the participants will treasure and they'll put on their shelf and they get great value out of. And what I want to share with you about that is Bert encouraged me to record these workshops. The first two I did record, and I edited the recordings, I put them together, and with the workbook, they are a home study program. Now, the first two workshops I lost money on, and it was hard when you're that far in debt and you're trying to make some money. It's hard to kind of lose money. However, I have to tell you, with the recordings, turning it into a home study program of 6 CDs plus the workbook that Bert helped me develop, I have made the money back, plus Bert's paid for himself at this point. So just in that home study program, and it will have a long shelf life. It represents passive income for me, and I'm just very grateful to Bert for having that quality product. That, too, represents my life's work. Relationship coaching, you know, what it's all about and how to do it. And if you want to check it out, it's at relationshipcoachinginstitute.com. If nothing else, it's an example of what you as a speaker can create in terms of a product once you've done a quality program. And to do a quality program really requires some mentoring. You know me, people compliment me right and left and say, you know, oh, that was so great. Oh, that was so great. Well, fine. But how can I be even better? How can I be the best quality speaker I can and give the best quality information I can and the best quality experience to my audience? I really needed mentoring in that. And so fast forward a little bit. I started working with Bert about a little over a year ago. The first two workshops were in April. The home study program came out in July. And then the book was published in November, and the official launch is in February on Valentine's Day. And here I am, I'm trying to figure out how am I going to pay this $70,000 debt back if the book doesn't take off right away. And every indication is that the book will do well, but it might be a long haul. So I was talking to Bert about that and saying, Bert, do you think I could get paid for my speaking? You know, I know this is what he does, but he's been mentoring me in being an expert who speaks. Now, I want to share with you the distinction, because the very first question Bert asked me when I first called him was, oh, hi, David. Nice to meet you. Let me ask you, are you a professional speaker or are you an expert who speaks? And my reaction was, I didn't know what those meant. And turns out that an expert who speaks, correct me if I'm wrong, Bert, an expert who speaks, they give seminars and presentations, boost their practice. They're basically an expert. That's their main business. Their main business is not speaking, but they speak as a form of marketing and reaching more people. And a professional speaker is somebody who makes their living, or a significant part of their living, from speaking. They get paid to speak. So, Bert, are those accurate distinctions?
Those are perfect distinctions, David.
Okay, so I had no clue when he asked me this question, and he explained it to me. My first reaction to him was, okay, Bert, I'm an expert who speaks. I don't want to be a professional speaker. I don't want that to be the only thing I do. Hey, I'm the head of Relationship Coaching Institute. I really enjoy mentoring private practice professionals to build their practice in buildingidealpractice.com. I don't want to be on the road as a professional speaker. However, $70,000, it's getting scary. It sounds very close to $100,000. Just so you figure that, you know, oh my God, makes me very nervous. So when Bert brought up the possibility that I could get paid as a professional speaker, and he told me something that blew me away. And here's what he said. He said, David, you're an excellent speaker. In fact, you're one of the best I've heard. Now, Bert, did you really say that?
I really said it, and it's the truth.
Maybe he says that to all his clients, you know, who knows?
I don't, David.
But it really gave me confidence in my gift, in my talent, in my passion to spread my message and get it out there. And you know what? Okay. I want to get paid as a professional speaker. This was shortly after the book came out in November, and I was trying to figure out, how am I going to pay all this money back? Okay, well, my fallback plan is, if nothing else, I'll get some speaking gigs and start bringing in extra money that way. So Bert helped me develop a website, and it's at consciousrelationshipspeaker.com. And it's also communicate to motivate, communicate-to-motivate.com. It goes to the same place. And so this is my website. This is my presence as a professional speaker. So I'm proud to tell you that as a result of Bert's mentoring, I am now a professional speaker. I'm a good, maybe even great speaker who gets paid to speak. And I started out as an expert who speaks, who did not expect to get paid to speak, but just expected to want to be able to spread my message and reach more people, bring them into my practice and programs. So that's my story. That's why I brought Bert here, because if he can do this for me, I really believe he can do it for you. And I want to be very, very honest about something. Everybody that knows me knows that I strongly believe in marketing by providing value. And yes, during these three programs, we want to deliver great value. However, there are going to be some infomercial aspects to it, because even though this is great information by itself, it's not everything you need. I really got it now, having worked with Bert, that the tips and the tricks and the mentoring and, you know, even the form, what do you give to a decision maker to convince them to hire you? What do you say? What do you ask? What do you give to the people that come to your programs that convince them to give you a glowing recommendation and glowing testimonial? You know, what do you give them to convince them that even if it's only a mediocre program, to say great things about you? The fact that Bert can help me do this, it's priceless. It's worth way more than I paid him. And I really believe that nobody is successful alone. So I really want to introduce you to Bert as part of my motivation for doing this, so that you can get to know him. And if nothing else, just buy some of his products, because we have some special discounts on products that he offers. And I've twisted his arm to lower the price for you guys, and I convinced him to say, well, Bert, you got a lot of people signed up here, so you'll make it up in volume. So if nothing else, we expect that you'll take advantage of some of his products. So today, how to make it big in the speaking business, we're going to talk about how to get started, the three P's of packaging, positioning, and promotion, the seven essential tools of the speaking business, and you know what? You already got them. And four things you need to know to sell yourself to success. And guess what? You already know them, really, and we're going to share that with you today. And if you are offended by marketing, and I'm a big fan of Bert now, I'm convinced that he's the best thing since sliced bread in terms of becoming an expert who speaks and getting paid for it. So if it offends you that I'm going to recommend that you buy something or you work with him, and you can hang up right now. I won't be offended. I mean, I believe in marketing by providing value. We're going to do that. So, here we go. Bert, how in the world can all these private practice professionals on the line get started in the speaking business to get paid to speak?
I'm more than happy to share insights that cost me many, many, many mistakes, 10,000 mistakes, David. The first thing to remember is that it is important to know why you are speaking. In other words, to have a mission, something that goes beyond money, something that involves service to the world, something that stimulates your purpose, stimulates your passion, engages your courage and your commitment. And that mission, David, must come from your heart, from your gut, and it must be something right for you, so that you align your heart, your mind, your strength and your spirit, all in the service of your mission. And that's just the beginning. However, that is a first point. The next thing which I had to remember, and boy, I lost a great deal of money until I realized this, you are, first of all, a business person. Think of speaking as a business. And a business has business disciplines, and so all those disciplines apply. Things like having regular business hours, probably having an office in your home, most professional speakers do that, and run what you do like a business. Be sure you are compensated by the world for what you contribute to their success. The next point, and I'm only touching on these points lightly, is to position yourself strategically. What is it that you know that people will pay for? What is it that your experience as a coach, as a counselor, as someone who already guides people one-on-one, what aspect of that can you present from the platform? And whatever it is that you do, make yourself unique. Do it in one way or another so that no one else can quite be the same as you, because you are one of a kind. The ideal position to get yourself to is to be recognized and respected as the number one expert in the world in your position. Now, here are some aspects of your unique positioning. Your educational credentials, you got these already. Your experience in the world. Your research. Your published articles, if you have them already. Your published books, if you have them already, and if not, the ones you're going to write. When I came into this business way back in 1978, I had hardly any articles published and certainly no books, and now I've got a whole bookshelf of stuff. So it takes time. It won't happen overnight. The next thing you're going to learn very quickly, and David learned it, control your expenses. Create a home office. When possible, have your family members help you. When you travel, be very careful of what you pay on the airlines. You can get all kinds of prices, and there are many more details on keeping your travel expenses down than we can possibly go into on this call. One of the secrets is to simply charge your clients flat rate. Clients pay your travel fees, by the way, if you didn't know that. The next aspect of getting started in the speaking business is to have the qualities of a bulldog. You know, bulldogs are persistent. They don't let go. So this incorrigible, bit-in-the-teeth persistence is the golden thread that runs through the life of every person and of accomplishment. In fact, in my view, it's the prerequisite, the essential foundation of achievement. Calvin Coolidge put it beautifully back. He was a president many, many decades ago. So the words I'm about to share are Calvin Coolidge's words. Press on, he wrote. Nothing in the world can take the place of persistence. Talent will not. Nothing is more common than unsuccessful people with talent. Genius will not. Unrewarded genius is almost a proverb. Education will not. The world is full of educated derelicts. Persistence and determination alone are omnipotent. I could give you a few more quotes, but we'll stop with that one. The next point, I'll make this the last on this topic. Avoid the pitfalls, and there are pitfalls to be avoided. One of them is too many outside activities, things such as membership in community organizations, churches, clubs, social life, non-leverageable complimentary talks. These things, I must say, are to be avoided, certainly while you're getting started. You must push virtually everything other than your coaching practice aside for the first few years until you are consistently generating a comfortable income. However, do not neglect your spouse or your children. They are your most precious assets, far more dear than any career. The next pitfall that many new people in the business fall for, so to speak, is failing to target market. You must market, if you are to be a major success, to those you enjoy speaking to. Markets that need your help and your guidance, markets that can pay your fee, markets that can be identified and contacted, markets that recognize and welcome your value. And I think I'll stop with that one. Those are just a few, and I have many more ideas. However, in taking into account we only have an hour or so, let's call those the initial steps to take to get started in the speaking business.
A couple of things. One of the things that really put me over the top and convinced me that I could become a professional speaker and get paid to speak is when you showed me exactly how I can identify the organizations that could pay my fee and how to target them and how to approach them and how to get them to hire me. And once I really got that, I mean, here I am as a private practice professional. I look around the world. There's a lot of conferences. There's a lot of workshops going on. There's a lot of trade shows and a lot of corporations. God, how do I get in the door? But you showed me specifically how to do that, how to position myself, how to choose a niche, how to differentiate myself, how to get my message across to meeting planners, decision makers, and what you call the client. Of course, the client are people that pay you.
Right.
And you also helped me make a distinction between the audience, they're the participating end of the talk that I might give, mm-hmm. and then there's the client, the person who's actually paying me to speak, and then there's the meeting planner. And these are three different constituencies, and we have to make them all happy. And so, you know, it's like, this is a whole new world. In terms of getting started, and some of the things that you mentioned about getting started in the speaking business apply directly to being successful in private practice. Choosing your niche, being persistent, committing to the people that you want to serve, being mission-oriented and having a passion for it. Doing it for the money is not enough to keep you going and certainly won't help you be successful. So you really have to be passionate about your expertise and wanting to get it out there. About the three P's, you mentioned positioning.
Positioning, packaging, and promotion. Would you like me to talk a bit about positioning?
What else can you tell us about that?
Here are some insights on positioning. You are familiar already with the gas company, the electric company, the water company. They are utilities providing services everyone needs, gas, electric, water. Make yourself an information utility. Now, this is part of positioning. Present your wisdom, your know-how, in many ways. For example, live right now. This is a live program on the phone. By means of audio tapes, possibly video, on CDs, by means of articles, of newsletters, columns, books, even complete education systems. One of the things I do resolutely is publish a newsletter every month. In fact, if you have any interest in that newsletter, you simply go to bertdubin.com and sign up for the newsletter. That's all there is to it. It's free, complimentary, and articles. Get articles out there. I've got dozens of articles on my website and many more that are available from various resources online. Next point in positioning is not to market programs, rather to market solutions, to market outcomes, to market results. People will pay far more for outcomes you can deliver than for an hour of your time.
You have to know what the client's desired outcomes and results would be. So you can't really approach them with a pitch saying,
oh, no.
Well, hey, here's what I can do for you. You know, you have to approach them from an attitude of inquiry, saying, you know, what are your needs and what is it that I can do for you?
And David, on the Friday call, 4 days from today, we're going to be discussing that in depth.
You
will need something called a bio profile. Now, a bio profile is not a resume. People who enter the speaking business do not use resumes. They use bio profiles. What is the difference? A resume is a complete list of all the things you've ever done, where you've worked, who you served. A bio profile, on the other hand, is a very carefully composed page, one side of one page, showing your skill as it applies to the position you have determined for yourself.
So it's a one sheet, you know, it has your photo on it and has your publications, has your experience on it, but it's crafted for the recipient, the
exactly.
person who you want to hire you.
Exactly. And further into positioning, your market position needs to have a hook. A hook, just as when you go fishing, there's a hook, and on the hook is bait. The bait is a grabber, a representation of a benefit and a promise. A benefit and a promise. For example, when I started the Speaking Success System, think of that name, Speaking Success System. It's not the Speaking Failure System. It's the Speaking Success System. So that's a market position with a hook. Now, another couple of ideas here, and then we'll leave this. Not that this is all there is, but keeping time in mind. Offer one major benefit that everyone who possibly is your prospect will be interested in. The example that I use in my work, the benefit I offer is simply success in the speaking business or your money back.
Right.
Well, it's hard to beat that. So, David, there's a brief dissertation on positioning. Would you like me to move to packaging?
Yeah, great.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about packaging. To begin with, let's start with your personal packaging. I mean the way you dress. Specifically, three things about your personal presentation. Your hair must be appropriately groomed. Your fingernails must be trim and clean. I don't say get a manicure, though. It's not a bad idea, but make sure your fingernails are very trimmed and absolutely clean, and your shoes are to be new or look and nicely polished. Why do I pick on your hair, fingernails, and your shoes? Because people look at those three aspects of you, your extremities, and they want to find some way to reject you. This is a way to at least take one step not to be rejected. And, of course, your clothing, your the clothing you put on your body, whether you're a man or a woman, in general, dress a bit better than the people in the audience you are to speak for. In other words, invest in your personal presentation. Make sure you look good. That is part of your packaging.
Bert, you told me that I needed to be the best dressed guy in the room.
Right.
And so I went down the men's warehouse, and it cost me $1,500 to be the best dressed guy in the room.
Well, now you're the best dressed guy in the room. I recommend that you have a logo, a symbol, an icon, something that represents you, whatever it may be. It's a good idea to have it professionally designed. Now, if for those of you who may not know, where in the world do I do this, I'll give you two ideas. Go to Google and just put in the word logo. I think you'll find hundreds of people who are willing to recommend themselves to create a logo for you. You might also go to Elance.com, and you're probably very familiar with that. Next, your headshot. Let's talk about your headshot. I just had a new headshot made, first time in about 10 or 12 years, and it will soon be up on my website. It's in color. Your headshot is to do much more than capture your image. It is to capture your essence. It is to capture your spirit. It is to capture your aliveness. So you don't want to go to a photographer that does weddings and bar mitzvahs. You want to go to a photographer that does glamour shots, fashion shots. That photographer will understand what you need, and every city, I should think, has such a photographer. I found such a photographer in San Francisco, David, and I can recommend it to anyone, or to anyone. Now, beyond that, you will need something called a one sheet, a single piece of paper which describes you, which indicates the benefits you deliver to the constituents that you serve. I won't try to go into the detail of that. I'll simply summarize this brief discussion of packaging with that. Unless, David, you have any questions you want to ask me about packaging.
Is the benefits your list you're describing, is that the benefits of the client, the benefits of the audience, benefits
well,
of the
yes,
media
plan? If you have three constituencies to satisfy, the decision maker who hires you, the client who pays your fee, the audience that sits before you, and each of these constituencies must derive value.
All right, so everybody on the line, if you go to ConsciousRelationshipSpeaker.com and you click on the tab that says Benefits, you will see exactly what Bert's talking about. You'll see, as one of my homework assignments, what I did to communicate the benefits of hiring me. So that's what we're talking about, right, Bert?
That's exactly right.
Okay.
Now, shall I talk a bit about promotion, David?
Oh, yeah, go for it.
First of all, it's important, if you're going to promote something unique, something you understand, something you want to talk about. Time precludes my giving you all the details about how to do research. I teach it in my programs, obviously. In this brief period, let me simply say, do intensive research on whatever it is you wish to represent yourself as worthy of listening to. That means buy every book on the topic, subscribe to every periodical that treats that topic, go to the conventions, the conferences, the association meetings, meet other people in the field. Having done that, create a title for your program that is unique, that is benefit-laden, whatever it may be, something that tells prospects the answer to the question they all have, what's in this for me? What's in this for me? You must provide solid reasons why anyone should hire you and listen to you.
One of the things that I see professional speakers do is they have a prepared program. In fact, speakers starting out, I noticed that they have like one program. I mean, this is their shtick. This is what they do. And yet, when we market our services to organizations and meeting planners, you know, we need to be prepared to do a custom program to really find out what their needs are and how best to meet them. So we can't just go to them pitching our prepared program. So can you talk a little bit about that? Do we need to have a single prepared program, or should we have like zero prepared program and be prepared to customize everything?
Here's my view. We need a basic speech, which could be a general session speech, describing the what to, that's W-H-A-T, the what to is about our specialty. Secondly, we need a type of a program which in the convention and conference business is called a breakout program, not for everyone in the big room, but for smaller groups. that will discuss, or is to discuss, the how-tos. So if you have one of each, a what-to speech and a breakout program, which we'll call a workshop, lasting perhaps an hour and 15 minutes in the beginning, you don't need any more than that for a start, you have the initial skeletal framework. Then, when someone engages you, you do some investigation into the industry, the challenge that industry is having, into the company, and what the company is facing in terms of their marketing, in terms of their internal procedures, whatever their problems may be, and into the people that work there. They may have specific interests that need to be addressed. So armed with this information, you then custom create a program which addresses and provides responses, I should say, to these challenges. Also, and a lot of this, David, we're going to talk about on Friday, so I don't think I'd better go into too much detail on that now, since it's coming up on Friday. Is that all right with you?
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
All right. Now, when you're talking before an audience, it's a good idea to be so good and so knowledgeable that you will not have to use visuals such as PowerPoint. If you do use visuals, make sure that you turn off the light on the visual when you're through showing it to the people. Otherwise, you'll be leading a slideshow, and people will be looking at the slides rather than at you, and you certainly do not want that. It's a good idea when you make yourself an expert, speaking now specifically about promotion of what it is that you're doing, it's a good idea to steep yourself in your niche orgiastically. That's actually the word I use. To immerse yourself in its lore, to learn more about it than anyone else in the world, at least anyone else that you can find in the world. Final point relative to promotion, listen to your intuition. You are unique in the world. Emerson said it beautifully. He said these words, and I know them by heart, that the power that is in you is new in nature, and no one but you knows what that is which you can do, nor do you know until you try. And so in seeking to promote yourself well, make the most of your unique intuitive knowing so that you can be at the very best you can be as you represent yourself.
Wow. I'm just taking that in.
Well, thank you, David.
Good job, Bert. So we have the points of the seven essential tools of the speaking business and the four things that you need to know to sell yourself to success.
I'm ready to talk about them right now.
Okay, go for it.
Now, these tools, we'll be recovering some of the points made earlier because they come under this heading. These tools of the speaking trade are not like screwdrivers and pliers and hammers and saws. They're more in the nature of your qualities. Let's begin with your empathy. Your empathy for the concerns of the decision maker who hires you. Your empathy for the interests of the organization paying your fee, and especially your empathy for the needs, wants, the hunger, the longings, and the fears of your audience members. Only when you come with your heart ready to be shared and open for the audience members do you truly give them the best you have in you. Second point, second tool of the speaking trade, your attitude. Ask yourself, are you there to make a dollar or are you there to make a difference? Are you there delivering a standard program or are you really customizing for that group? Do you go the extra mile researching the organization, the industry, the trends in the field, and so forth? Do you interview outside experts? Do you learn all the things that you need to know by asking deep questions about the core issues affecting each of your constituencies? All of these things come under the heading of your attitude, and this is what separates the great speaker from the mediocre speaker. Mm-hmm. Anyone can deliver a standard talk. That's not difficult. An eighth grader can do that. It's when you stand apart from the crowd with your attitude of service that you are indeed there to make a difference, that you cause yourself to rise, to shine, to be recognized. Third point of the tools of the speaking trade, your program design. Do you actually weave your insights, your findings, your research into a tapestry of wisdom and hope, of ideas and guidelines, and of recommended action? Do you find and share new information and ahas that you discovered during your research? Are you truly a conceptual artist, interlacing and clarifying what others find hazy until you speak? Do you make the ephemeral visible? do you articulate palpable words and images so that those who are present with you better understand and know how to deal with what's happening in their world now? I've just covered the first three, and many people might never have thought of these aspects of you being tools of the speaking trade, and yet they are.
Actually, I'd like to just mention that us private practice professionals, we got this part down.
I'm glad.
We got the empathy part, we got the attitude of service, and when it comes to continuing education and being on top of what's happening in our field, we got to do that. So we're covered.
All right. Shall I continue with the other four?
Yeah.
The next one is your passion. And I mean passion. Just imagine your wedding night. You know about passion. Are your ideas throbbing with aliveness? Does your body language match your words? Do you gaze deeply into the eyes of specific audience members, connecting one-on-one with each, if only for a few seconds? Do you radiate from the platform an emotional intimacy with your words? And do you express that intimacy by the look on your face? More about your passion. Do you use the power of the pause? The eloquence of silence, as I just did.
Yeah, and there's like, how many? There's like 9 types of pauses?
That's correct. Ron Arden's work.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. Okay, the fifth of the 7 items, your state of being. Your beingness. Back in 1997, I did a boot camp cruise on the Carnival cruise ship Ecstasy. That's the name of the ship. And I wanted a theme for that cruise, and I came up with the following theme, which became the theme of my work. It is not what you're saying, it's who you're being. Who you're being. They will get your beingness subliminally. They'll see it in your stance, they'll sense it in your glance, and they will persist in getting it every second of your program.
Yeah, 90% of communication is nonverbal, so that's what you're referring to.
Absolutely, David.
Yeah.
If you're not emotionally attuned to your topic, they'll know it. And when you are emotionally attuned to your topic, when you're in love with that topic, and when you just get a thrill from sharing with this audience, they know that too. 2 points. 2 more points, and we'll be complete. On the 7 tools of the speaking trade. Number 6 is your mental acuity. Can you turn your talk on a dime if the audience mood so indicates? Can you respond brilliantly to spontaneous questions, landing on your feet, saying enough to satisfy, and knowing enough to have an answer? And, again about mental acuity, are you sensitive to the various cultures present in the room, especially in the world today, where you will have people from other countries, people of varying colors of skin, varying religious beliefs, and you don't want to say anything to offend anyone? All of this has to do with mental acuity. Final point of this group, physical energy. Ask yourself, are you arriving for the program fully rested, on your toes, and just eager for this opportunity to speak? Do your eyes sparkle with aliveness? Are you light on your feet as you move about? Do you think tall as you stand before the audience? All of that, you must bring all of you, your heart, your spirit, your body, your presence, to the platform. That sums up my version, David, of 7 tools of the speaking trade.
Excellent. No wonder I bombed when I was going through a divorce, because, you know, I was a bit deficient on a few of those.
I can believe you.
So tell us about the 4 things that we need to know to sell ourselves to be successful as a professional speaker.
I'll be more than happy to do that. The first is to know your subject. Know it upside down, inside out, backward and forward. Study it tirelessly, endlessly, relentlessly, and I want to give you an example of that. I've been in the speaking business since 1978, made my living with my words, standing on the platform, speaking before audiences. And today, 27 years later, I am still studying this business probably 20 or 30 hours a week. You're never through. As Cabot Robert, the founder of the National Speakers Association, said, school is never out for the pro. So devote yourself to your field resolutely. Make yourself its master. Dedicate your energy, your time, your resources, without limit and without reserve, to your chosen field. Have a love affair with your career, and I promise you, it will produce. years, both satisfaction, wealth. You know what you want when you get rid of that $70,000 hanging over your head, David?
Yeah.
Okay. That was the first one of the 4 points. Second point, know your market. Know what, whoever it is that you are going to talk to, know what they are most likely to appreciate about you and your mastership, and there's more to that, and to reward you handsomely for your insights, your views, your recommendations. You've got to know, in knowing your market, the demographics of who you're talking to and the psychographics of the people you're talking to. On top of which, you certainly have to stay on top of events that matter to the leaders in your subject. As I like to put it, this is a favorite sentence of mine, be a restless, hungry, greedy seeker of wisdom and truth, of every crumb of data and knowledge that impact those at whatever level they're at in your market. That goes from the shareholders of the company to senior management to the management level, the supervisory level, every group or subgroup, including the frontline people and including their customers. Know your market. First was the subject, second was the market. Now we come to you, the face in the mirror. Know your personal values. Know your personal principles. That having been said, know your worth in the marketplace and don't settle for less. I just recently raised my fees because I'm worth more money. And if I didn't recognize that value, people would say, well, I guess that's all he's worth. Know what you stand for. Know what matters to you bone deep. Know where you've been, know where you're going, and know why you do what you do. All of this comes under the heading, and Socrates said it well, know yourself. Final point, know your own life story. Know what it is about you that led you to where you are. Just to give you a tiny sketch of my life story, I'll spare my very young years, not a very good home life at all. Ultimately, I got into the world, became a representative for the Pepsin and division of Lever Brothers, tripled their business. They didn't pay me enough money, so I knew what I had to do. Leave them and double my income, which I did at once by going with a company that paid me more. This kept on going and going. Gradually, I made of myself a compulsive achiever. I recommend the same thing to you. Specifically, know these things about you. Your subject, your market, yourself. These are the essential ingredients to selling yourself, I could really say marketing yourself, and developing a speaking career, if indeed that is what you want, that will sustain you for your life.
Very well said, Bert.
Thank you, David.
To access the audio programs and also the information about the product that we're recommending for today's program, go to buildingyouridealpractice.com/speakingbiz.html. And what Bert is recommending out of all his products, if you want to make it big in the speaking business, which is the theme of today, he has a boot camp speaking business success program in a box. It's a 12 CD set with a large format learning guide. It's structured. It follows all the CDs, and it's an incredible value. This is like everything you need to know to get started as a professional speaker in a box. And so there's more information about that, and there's a link to check it out and even get more information about it. And trust me, I succeeded in my arm twisting, so the price that you're eligible to get this is a very, very good price. A lot less than what Bert is offering on his website. So with that said, that's the commercial part, by the way, guys. Realize that we did our best to kind of give you an overview of how to make it big in the speaking business, what some of the ingredients are. And, of course, we can't explain exactly how today, and we will be covering presentation magic shining on the platform on Wednesday, you know, which is important, and it's doable. And, for example, if you know the 9 kinds of pauses and you can infuse those in your talks, then you can make a big impression as a speaker. I wanted to share with you that one of the things that Bert wanted me to do was so counterintuitive. I resisted it. I said, Bert, I don't want to do that. And he said, David, at the end of your talk, when you said your last word, do not say thank you, do not say anything, Just stand there and look at your audience. And I say, oh, God, how awkward, how uncomfortable. You know, they won't know that I'm ending. What do you mean? And he said, just trust me. Okay, so for my next talk, in fact, this talk was a keynote, you know, my first keynote. So I gave this keynote, and I gave it my all. And at the end of the program, I just stood there, and I just looked around, and I smiled, and I tried to love them with my eyes and thank them nonverbally. You know, I still wanted to say thank you, but I resisted saying it. And they had a blast. They figured out this was the end of the program, and they eventually started clapping, and I think it really ended the program on a high note. And I would have never, ever figured that one out on my own. So having a guy like Bert to really show you the tips and tricks to shine on the platform, you know, to be a better speaker than you can possibly be on your own is totally worth it. And then to be able to get actually paid, you know, on Friday, Bert's going to be talking with us about how you can get paid. And, you know, here I am, $70,000 in debt, motivated to pay that debt down. And I didn't start off wanting to be a professional speaker, but I figure, okay, well, as long as I'm going to be out there speaking, I might as well get paid for it. And then to realize that, wow, this is a lot easier than I thought it was going to be. And so I'm just excited to share that with you guys, because I know that private practice professionals tend to be undervalued in the public. Clients tend to want to see us as a last resort. They tend to want to use their insurance and not pay for us out of pocket. And it's just a really tough row to hoe to get clients and to have a full practice. And that's why I have these practice building programs at buildingideopractice.com, because it is very doable, but you have to learn the tricks of how to do that. Well, same thing for becoming a professional speaker. It's very, very doable, but you have to learn the tips and tricks of how to do that.
David, speaking of the tips and tricks to do that, do you want to give them the link to get the detailed information on Speaking Biz Success Strategies Bootcamp 2?
Right, and that is at buildingideopractice.com/speakingbiz.html. So you can access the audio recordings from today's program and all three programs when we're done. And you can also get the information on Bert's Bootcamp. It is a 12-CD set with a large format learning guide that follows the CDs. It is basically a speaking business success program in a box. And you are getting it from Bert at a price. To tell you the truth, I was a little reluctant to go down that low, but, you know, I convinced him. Bert, you'll make it up in volume. All right. So, Bert, any last words of wisdom before we open up the lines and find out what's on people's minds?
What about starting off speaking for free? I am a paid speaker right now, but believe me, I don't make a living off of speaking. But a lot of people say, well, you just have to give it away and speak for free. I have a lot of issues around that because I feel like that what I offer should be compensated very well. And I just want to hear what you have to say about that particular point.
I'll be most happy to respond. And this is something I know about well, because when I started 28 years ago, I was thrilled to speak for free. It is good to speak for free in the beginning. It is good that people allow you to practice your art, the art of speaking, the art of presenting, the art of understanding what it is to stand on a platform with 50 or 100 or 500 eager faces looking up at you, hoping that you will make a difference in their world. I began speaking absolutely free and was thrilled to do so. One of the places to speak free, and it's easy to get such bookings, service clubs. Almost every community, the Chamber of Commerce will give you a list of the service clubs in the area. Those service clubs sometimes meet in the morning. Sometimes they meet at noon. It may be a breakfast meeting, a luncheon meeting. And they'll be very happy to have someone speak because they need 52 fresh faces a year. They give you 20 minutes. It's a wonderful place to practice. And I'll tell you something further about how to go from free to fee. You might say, as you give a free talk, that you are going to present a full-day seminar or workshop on whatever it may be in a month or so, and give them a price which you represent as a discounted price, the price you're really glad to get. And often,
from getting three or four people from one free talk, three or four or five people from another free talk, by the end of the month, you can probably have 40 or 50 people willing to give you $50 or $100 apiece to spend the day with you and listen to you talking. Now, all of this is just to get started. Later, when you know that you're good enough, and not until, you can start going for regional conventions and for national conventions. And I'm going to right now look up a phone number I'm going to recommend to you. There's a source for lists of conventions and conferences by associations. This is an 800 number. Write this down. 888-265-0600. That was 888-265-0600. You are calling Columbia Books. They publish something every February, the timing is perfect, called the NTPA Directory, National Trade and Professional Associations. It's like a Bible of the speaking business, and for a person starting out, it's all you need. Later, you want others. The latest price that I heard on that was $189. That's for the annual, and it will give you places to talk, thousands of places to talk around the entire United States. It is a beginning, not the only way, but it's a way to start.
Wow, you have given everybody a tremendous gift with that last piece.
Thank you.
You know, to be able to find a resource that has thousands of possible speaking venues for you for only $189, that's great. And so to summarize, what I heard you say is that when you're starting out, go ahead and speak for free to learn your craft, become good in front of an audience, and to reach more people. And I'd like to just put a plug in for getting testimonials on your speaking, because the hardest thing that I learned about breaking into the business as a professional speaker is they want to know that you are proven. And the only way to do that is to have testimonials. But how do you get those testimonials when you're starting? So you do it for free. And then those testimonials will be gold, and they'll be your key to unlock the door to getting the paid gigs. So later on, when you're already a professional speaker, like Tara is, you know, do not speak for free. You're wasting your time. Spend your time on getting the paid speaking gigs. And, of course, speaking for free is useful if you can get in front of a large enough audience, and these are good prospects for your services or a program you have coming up, as Bert suggested.
Toastmasters prepares you to give amateur talks. It truly does not prepare you to be a professional.
Okay, so Bert, I heard you say that Toastmasters is great for learning how to be an amateur speaker.
Correct.
And that, of course, if you want to be a professional speaker, an expert who speaks and gets paid for it, then you're going to need something more than that. And can you explain the difference a little bit more? Might it be a good place for somebody to start? What really is the difference between Toastmasters and what you might help somebody do?
Toastmasters is a wonderful organization. I will not say anything negative about them. However, what they teach does not make for success in the professional aspect of speaking. For example, Toastmasters will teach you to stand behind the lectern, not to go out in front of the audience. Professional speakers shun the lectern. They want the audience to see them head to foot. They want to have no props, nothing in the way. They want to share from their heart such wisdom, such insight, such understandings as they have harvested and are there to share with the audience. It's a totally different type of speaking.
Okay, and maybe for an expert who speaks, that's okay. You know, you're doing it to market yourself. You're not really getting paid for it. People will hire you. They'll refer to you. You might get some participants for your programs. But if you want to be paid for professional speaking, then you got to raise the bar a bit.
I would like to get into doing some little conferences for business people that are members of the Chamber of Commerce. I just don't know how to present myself.
Julie wants to know how you arrange to do programs for members of the Chamber of Commerce. You go to the Chamber of Commerce and you offer to do a fundraiser for the chamber. Chamber has members. You say, I'm an expert on, or I can talk about, and then you name your topic. I can do a 2 or 3 hour program on Saturday morning, for example. That's a favorite time for the business and professional community. The chamber promotes it and collects the money. You present, the money is divided 50-50. Half for the chamber for promoting the event, half to you for presenting the event. I have done that dozens of times in many cities, and it really works.
Brilliant. A fundraiser. I love it. Okay.
How to get with other speaking bureaus.
Speaking bureaus. What are they, and how to get with them? And as professional speakers, should we even do that?
If someone's asking for money to join.
Okay, so Bert, speaking bureaus, what are they, and should we join?
The first thing to remember is speaking bureaus don't need you until you don't need them. Now, a few more hard, real facts. If they ask you to give them money in front, then that's what they're in business for, to get your money. On the other hand, if you have a program that has real value, where there is demand for you, then speakers bureaus are interested in you. In general, for a new speaker, forget all about bureaus until you're really good, until people are clamoring to have you come back, until you have many testimonial letters about how you knocked their socks off. Then you can talk to a speaking bureau, show them the letters, then there may be some interest. Keep in mind, speakers bureaus do not work for you. They work for the client. Their job is to screen out the speakers who aren't that good, to screen out the speakers who don't have specific industry expertise, to screen out the misfits of one sort and another, and the only one to present to the client absolutely superb speakers. For new speakers, simply forget speakers bureaus.
Well, that seems clear enough.
I have two close friends that are national speakers, and they're pushing me to write a book. And you mentioned that earlier, and the question is, which comes first? The focus on preparing a book so that when you do speak, you have that with you as giving you a kind of a validity, or to get out there and just to start doing it?
Great question. Should we write a book first and then focus on speaking, or should we go ahead and speak as we're working on our book?
I suggest you speak as you're working on the book. I further suggest you record every talk. Let each talk be the general content of one chapter of the book. If the book is to have 15 chapters, you give 15 talks, each addressing one part of the book. You have someone transcribe it, or you transcribe it. Then you clean up the language so that each sentence is grammatically correct. You put it through spell check so it's spelled right, and voila, you have your book.
Wow. Yeah, and the questions that your audience might be asking you give you additional material for the book.
Right.
Great.
But I already do some public speaking. I've had to overcome a lot of natural shyness to get to a stage where I can run a whole one-day workshop. But I still get a frisson of complete terror in the first minute or so of starting speaking. I just want to run and hide under the lectern, although I know I shouldn't be standing behind it. And I just wondered if you had any tips for the sort of person like me who gets a bit of stage fright.
Shyness, nervousness when you're getting ready to speak. Everybody has butterflies when they're getting ready to speak. I have never, ever known anyone lacks butterflies, that sense of nervousness. So this is what to do. And, of course, I'm being extemporaneous here. I have no possible notes on this. Number one, about 10 minutes before you're going to be introduced, go to the bathroom. Get that out of the way. Well, it's practical. You don't want to have that urge when you're on the platform. Number two, take some long, deep breaths. Long, deep breath. Specifically, inhale to the count of five through your nose. Then hold your breath to the count of five, and then exhale to the count of 10 through your mouth. This has a way of comforting the body, causing it to settle down. When you realize that you are a gift for the audience, when you're aware that you may change lives in the next 5 minutes when you step out there, it's amazing how that is comforting to you. It's also a good idea to do some light physical exercise, for example, stretches, reaching all the way up to the ceiling as far as you can reach, and with your hands still way, way up and your feet planted in front of you, turn your arms all the way to the right, your whole body all the way to the right, but don't move your feet, and all the way to the left. Then, while you're still in that same position, try to touch your toes two or three times without bending your knees. Go as far as you comfortably can go. This relaxes your physical body. And then go backwards with your hands way up in the air and lean back as far as you can, only please don't fall over. These are just a few of the ideas which help you become more comfortable in your body, give you something to do, and then tell yourself, as they're introducing you, that this program is going to be the best program of your life.
Yeah, Bert, a couple of things. The trick about focusing on the audience, and it's for them, and when you're a counselor or a therapist, you're in private practice, this is what we're very used to doing is, you know, focusing on our client and making it about them. We're there present for them. And as a professional speaker, it's the same thing. It's not about you. It's not about your performance or what you're going to say. It's about them, your audience. And another trick related to that is to focus on one person at a time. Speak to one person at a time and then switch who that person is. In fact, Bert was trying to tell me to do it every sentence, and I'm not sure I can do it every sentence, but I try to do as often as I can to speak to one person at a time in the audience and go ahead and switch who that person is every sentence if you can. And Bert, you're talking about going to the bathroom. That reminded me of something that happened to me in Little Rock, Arkansas. And I never shared this with you. I don't think I did. Here goes. My recommendation is after you go to the bathroom, zip your pants if you're a guy. Because what I did in Little Rock, I was, I was very focused on the seminar I was about to give, right? So in the morning, I go to the bathroom, and then I go into the room to start the seminar. And then at the end of the day, it was a very intense seminar, a workshop all day. At the end of the day, I go back to the bathroom, only to find that my zipper was down. The entire day. And nobody noticed it, I don't think. Nobody said anything about it. I didn't notice anybody looking at my crotch. But, man, that was a surprise.
Well, the lesson learned, David.
So, Bert, you know, you blow me away with your generosity. You know, you're giving your time to us, which I know is very valuable, 90 minutes for 3 days this week. The gems and the wisdom that you've shared today alone are worth the price of admission. So, thank you. Thank you very much. And really look forward to Wednesday's program, which is Presentation Magic, How to Shine on the Platform. And so thank you for joining us today for How to Make It Big in the Speaking Business. This is sort of our overview program. And go to buildingyouridealpractice.com/speakingbiz.html. Check out Bert's bootcamp program, the CDs, 12 CDs. So thank you, Bert, and we'll see you on Wednesday.
My pleasure, David.
Bye-bye, everybody. Thanks for joining us.